With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Murder is one of the charges lodged against Luigi Mangione, the 26-year-old suspect in the fatal shooting of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson in Manhattan. Mangione arrested at a McDonald's in Altoona, Pennsylvania, after someone at the restaurant called police. Authorities say the Maryland native was carrying a gun thought to be the murder weapon, along with fake IDs, a mask, and a manifesto. Proclaiming his innocence, Israel's prime minister testifies at his corruption trial in Jerusalem.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is taking the stand in his long-running trial for alleged corruption, setting off what's expected to be a weeks-long spectacle that will draw unwelcome attention to his legal woes as he faces an international arrest warrant for war crimes and the fighting in Gaza continues. Netanyahu's charge with fraud, breach of trust, and accepting bribes in three separate cases. Netanyahu denies wrongdoing, saying the charges are a witch hunt. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Also at SRNNews.com, looking to crack down on illegal immigration, President-elect Trump has vowed to end birthright citizenship. Correspondent Elliot Spiegel says Mr. Trump argues the policy is being abused on a big scale and only fuels more illegal immigration.
And his allies argue that this is a magnet. You may have heard the pejorative term anchor babies or birth tourism, that the policies, the relatively generous policies of the United States are a magnet for people to come to the United States with the idea of giving birth to their children.
Advocates of birthright citizenship argue it's enshrined in the 14th Amendment. Opponents contend that's not the case. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures are down 26 points, NASDAQ futures 44 points higher. This is SRN News. Christians in Syria are wondering what the future holds.
The overthrow of dictator Bashar Assad by Muslim rebels has cast a pall of uncertainty over the country's small Christian community. Things were far from ideal under Assad, but believers did feel some sense of stability during his rule. Now it's unclear how the rebels, some of whom are Islamic militants, will treat Syria's Christians. Religious freedom groups say it won't be long before the new leaders of Syria will show the world how tolerant they plan to be. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A gay pride float appeared over the weekend in the Prattville, Alabama Christmas parade. A federal judge ordered the city to allow the float after the mayor initially blocked it. The judge found that the city had violated Prattville Pride's First Amendment right to free speech and 14th Amendment right to equal protection under the law. Plans to present the gay pride float had sparked threats, and the mayor said he made the decision based on security concerns. This is SRN News. President-elect Donald Trump's border czar, Tom Homan, issued a stark warning to Democratic lawmakers.
Homan sent a clear message to sanctuary cities opposing the incoming administration's stricter border policies. Either get on board or step aside. Trump won the 2024 election with immigration policy as a central focus of his campaign, pledging to implement the largest mass deportation program in U.S. history. Homan's position is central to immigration policy, making him crucial to the success or failure of Trump's administration. Homan has been a major critic of the Biden administration's handling of matters concerning immigration policy. Across the aisle, some Democrats have expressed a willingness to work with Homan to enforce border security measures. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
The brush fire burning in Malibu, California has charred about 1.3 square miles so far. It does threaten some structures, according to authorities. There have been evacuations, crews hoping to get a handle on the fire before the winds kick up even more. More details at SRNNews.com.